Green Mountain Chronicles number 4, the case of Alex B. Novikoff.
The thing that the American people can do is to be vigilant day and night to make sure they don't have communists teaching the sons and daughters of America.
1953, and a junior U.S. senator from Wisconsin has added a new word, McCarthyism, to the American language. In Vermont, as Bishop Robert Joyce of Burlington recalls, University of Vermont cancer researcher and tenured professor Alex B. Novikoff was subpoenaed by the Senate Judiciary Committee in Washington.
While he was a student, Professor Novikoff joined a communist club, or a club that had a communist association of some kind. He was supposed to be called to testify and give information about colleagues who might have been with him in this communist club in college. And he refused to testify. He wouldn't involve anybody else in this. And because he refused to testify, this was charged against him as further indication that he was a communist activist and that he deserved a serious investigation and very probably should not be allowed to continue in teaching.
At the insistence of then-Vermont Governor Lee Emerson, UVM President Carl Borgman convened a six-person committee of faculty and trustees to assure Vermonters that the faculty is, quote, 100% American and anti-communist. Chaired by Robert Joyce, then a Rutland parish priest, the committee voted 5-1 to retain Novikoff on the faculty. However,
when the Board of Trustees came to act on the committee's report, something unusual occurred. The governor of the state is ex officio, a member of the Board of Trustees. I never saw a governor at a meeting of the board. But he came to the meeting, and he made some very eloquent speeches against Novikoff, very strongly advocating that his connection with the university had to be broken. There was opposition to his views, of course, and I spoke myself very strongly about Novikoff's record and how we should retain him.
We all spoke, and we all said in a sense the same thing, that but for the grace of God, hundreds of thousands of Americans might have been in his place.
Rabbi Max Wall of Burlington joined Father Joyce and Episcopal Bishop Vedder Van Dyke in defending Novikoff.
Lots and lots of people were very upset by this and felt that the university had lent itself to being used by the McCarthyists. In other words, they had fallen under the fear of being identified with communism.
We should protect men of learning rather than persecute them or fiddle around about their private life, unless there's something wrong with it, which we could not find in his case.
Nevertheless, the trustees voted to suspend Novikoff from the faculty, without pay unless he agreed to return to Washington to testify. Novikoff refused. Finally, at the insistence of the American Association of University Professors, another hearing was held before a 23-member review board. According to Novikoff's colleague, Arnold Schein, UVM's lawyer, Louis Lissman,
wanted him dismissed on grounds of moral turpitude. In that case, the university wouldn't have to pay him a year's terminal salary. Now, that was too much even for the trustees. So they reversed Lissman in a way and gave him his year's salary so that he could look for another job.
Dismissed by UVM, with Father Joyce casting the lone dissenting vote, Alex Novikoff went on to a distinguished career at Yeshiva University in New York. 22 years later, the University of Vermont acknowledged the wrongs of an earlier time and awarded Novikoff an honorary degree.